Hi there, people. Chili from Live Listen Erased, and welcome to this 5-minute review episode as we check into The Killers' new album, Pressure Machine. And the first track straight off the bat is West Hills. Straight up, this is a grandiose acoustic opener with its blend between Bruce Springsteen and The Killers, and it's awesome. Soaring vocals and beautiful orchestral arrangements make it sound like a slower paced track. It is a somewhat somber start, but either way, it's a great start to this album. The following track is Quiet Town, and what an intro. It has this 80s retro synth that feels like it would be in Stranger Things, and is very upbeat. But reality crashes as the first lyric is delivered about a young couple killed by a train. Then it kind of dawns on you that the music style has shifted out of an 80s aerobic video to a grittier guitar riff with the occasional minor key. Even if it's the most common E minor, it's still done very well. Another good track here. Terrible Thing is the following track, and this is a rather dark tune. A lone acoustic guitar plays out over lyrics alluding to someone stuck in a town and about to do something terrible. The lyrics push you to the story, but never conclude, and make you morbidly curious about the outcome. As I said, it's a dark tune, still worth the listen. The following track is Cody. Okay, this track is a stark comparison to the other tracks on this album. It's got a bit of a swing and a guitar solo that roars out of nowhere almost. Lyrically, the song tells of Cody, who seems to talk about being agnostic and enjoying his life regardless. It's a good track worth the listen, especially for the pre-build-up to the solo. Sleepwalker is the following track, and this jaunty tune is brought to life with the underlying bassline for sure. At first, I thought it was not too subtle track aimed at hunters to enjoy the wild, but when the second verse is sung, Brandon flips it to the other side of the coin, and the song is played out from their perspective. It threw me off at first, but it's a great song talking about two sides of a coin enjoying the outdoors in their way, and the build-up towards the end is also very epic. The following track is Runaway Horses. This song is an acoustic duet between Brandon and Phoebe Bridges, who does songs like Motion Sickness and a cover of Nothing Else Matters on the upcoming Black Album 30th Anniversary. But back to this track, and it's okay. The problem is, it's much of the same. A song about a small town with a young couple giving up their dreams. They have great depth in their styles and it sounds nice, but the song feels shorter than it is, and to be honest, I don't mind that on this track. The following track is In the Car Outside. This track sounds like old school Killers with its frantic drumming, hi-hat double paced and snare break in 4/4, and I'm fine with that. As I said from the previous track, the songs have been mostly deep and heavy, but this one is upbeat, and it's a very upbeat track and a welcoming change. I really rate this track. In Another Life is the following track, and it's a lyrically deep song. The first minute is the almost perfect production level of sound, with the guitars and drums as well. It does become very polished after that, but it doesn't take away from the song. Overall, another great track to hear. The following track is Desperate Things. A spacey riff plays out with reverb and sets out a big sound that feels like it's building to something. Brendan sings his lyrics over the top with an airy undertone as well. The whole time, this song keeps building. The annoying part is how the crescendo is never reached. The song stays at this style the entire time, and it feels like a missed opportunity. They should have delivered a loud electric ending lasting longer than 2 seconds to this track, and it may have been a great masterpiece. But no, this track just fades in and fades out. To sum this track up in 2 words, frustratingly memorable. The following track is Pressure Machine. Prepare for Brendan to deliver lyrics in a high range. It's a good track to show his vocal range. It's an insightful song about life in general, with lyrics that may have been inspired by real life events, such as the treadmill lyric. They are quirky at times and feel somewhat uneventful, but maybe that's the point Brendan is trying to make, as not all of life is eventful. Or maybe I'm overanalyzing this track. Either way, it's a great song. The next track is The Getting By. The closing track to this album serves as a reminder of the resilience of people. Brendan said in an interview about this song that even though There is a struggle and strife. People still get up and go to work and getting on with life, and this is truly a great closing track that showcases this. The acoustic guitar feels upbeat, and it feels like there is a light at the end of the tunnel, which is a perfect way to close out an album that discusses the darkness of a small town lifestyle. This album is really touching at times and shows a more evolved sound from The Killers. Regardless of which version of the album, whether it's abridged or normal, you hear, it doesn't make it necessary for listening, but it does add weight to the tracks if you listen to the normal version. There is a concept flowing in this album similar to Bruce Springsteen, with songs being about the small town people and the negative impacts on their lives, from drugs to accidental deaths, the sense of despair and giving up on the bigger picture to just get through life, make up most of the subject matters for these tracks. Before the conclusion of the last track, with its ray of light message, which shows a great conclusion, and the message is clear. Regardless of how shitty life is, we are strong and resilient and can overcome anything. As far as this album goes, it shows the band evolving as it has over the last decade, starting with Battleborn. The glamorous indie rock and roll days may be gone, but not forgotten. Instead replaced with an album, dare I say, is my favourite Killers album after Hot Fuss. This album is straight up no-nonsense rock opera, and I think it's deserving of an 8 out of 10. Big call, maybe, but it's how I feel. The highlight tracks for me were West Hills, In the Car Outside, and The Getting By. Listen to this album now, is what I say.